Greetings everyone, this is Char, and welcome to the Just Ask Char Advice channel. If you have a question for advice, you can send it to me at justaskchar@gmail.com. Today I do not have an email, but I have a comment. And what I'll be doing on the channel, if I have a comment or something that I'll highlight that isn't an email, I'll use it and just give some of my thoughts about it. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Also, click the bell so you'll be notified when I go live. The comment that I have today, it was under one of my videos. It's very short, so I will go ahead and read it and then give some of my thoughts to it. This person writes, "If you have been with someone for 5 years and you're crazy in love with each other, but the little fights are killing the magic and ending your relationship, what do you do? Walk away or stay and fight?" Okay, so that's a very short statement. I don't know if I'm dealing with a male, female. I have no idea who this person is. As far as age group, again, I have no other information. This was a comment under the video. And my thoughts on this is, it's a little confusing. The person writes that they're crazy in love with each other. So they're stating that they're crazy in love and so is the other person. Okay. Sounds good, right? Then they go into, they have little fights that's killing the magic and ending their relationship. I'm not for sure how they are measuring these fights. The way this person describes their fights is, it's little fights. But they're saying that it's killing the magic and ending the relationship. Now I can understand if you possibly could have been on a date, or you're having a nice dinner, and then the person, whichever one, starts a fight, and it just kind of ruins the moment, the vibe of that evening. Okay, I understand that. But this person goes on to say that it's causing the relationship to end. So I'm wondering what kind of fights, or little fights, are these? Is it nitpicking? What is it? I have no idea. Now I know as women, sometimes we'll beat around the bush about something instead of just coming out and saying what the issue is. So I can see that as being a problem, getting on a guy's nerve, but I have no idea what this person's gender is. I don't know who's speaking here that made the comment. They go as far as saying that it's ending the relationship. Now with that, if they see an end to this relationship, well, you kind of have your answer if that's what you see. Because unfortunately, I don't have enough details, information here to kind of see what's going on, and maybe there's something that can be done differently from both parties or just one of you. I have no idea. And the person asks, should they walk away, stay, and fight? Well, with that question, I definitely can answer. That will have to depend on the value you see in the 5 years. If these fights are really little, then what's going on with the magic and the ending the relationship? I mean, that's a lot to say for something that was said to be little. So that is a little confusing, but it all depends on the person's value, what they value in their relationship. If it's the woman and she's nitpicking, hey, you can talk to her and like, look, just come on out and ask me what it is you need to ask me. We can work through this. Even if you think I'm going to say no, instead of beating around the bush, that's not going to help the situation any. You just need to come on out and just ask. The experience that I had that was little fights that killed magic and ended the relationship, it was very specific. This particular guy that I was dating, he would have to find something to have an attitude about. I was a little slow and naive about it the first couple of times, but that third time, it was a charm. I realized this guy is really trying to find something to have a problem with. So once I figured it out on that third time, I didn't give him the chance for the next time. So what I did was I asked to end the phone call while everything was going real smooth. And he chose that moment to have a problem with the fact that I was ready to end the phone call. And I said, okay, this guy is doing this on purpose. He likes this. This isn't something that I like. And I'm not going to be able to tolerate this. So I'm going to have to end this relationship. Now that's my experience. The experience that this person writes about, as far as killing the magic, I don't know if it's something like that. And the example I gave earlier was the nitpicking. Hey, that can get on your nerve, male or female. For me, I'm a person, I like to have peace. That is very important to me. You go outside, you have to deal with whatever, your travel, whether you're on public transportation or in a car on the road with traffic. You get to work, you have to deal with that. You leave work and you have to come home. If you can't come home and it's a great sanctuary, there is a problem there. That should be a place where you'd be able to relax your mind and leave everything on the outside there. So for me, as I said, it's important that I have peace. Now, as far as the person that wrote this, I have no idea how intense those little fights are. You have to judge that if you're willing to talk it out. That will be something that's an option. Because I have no problem pointing out something instead of waiting for it to get better. I'll ask the question, what's going on here? Do we have a problem? So thank you so much for the person who gave me this comment. I hope that gave you a few things to think about, and as well as the people that are listening. I thank you for tuning back in to Just Ask Char. And if you have an email for advice, please send it to justaskshar@gmail.com. Check the description area of this video and you would see that you can find me in a couple of new places in social media. And again, send your letter. And who knows, the next letter I read may be yours. And until the next letter, peace.